Now turn to part two, questions 8 to 13. You will hear a radio interview with a teenage surfer called Abby Fielding. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part two. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Today, I'm talking to teenage surfer Abby Fielding. Abby, welcome. Tell us about how you started surfing.
Well, my family have always loved going to our local beach, and my dad became keen on surfing. He wasn't very good, but he really wanted to show me how to do it. My mum offered to buy me a board. I still wasn't keen, but then I started watching surfing competitions near home, and when I saw the standard of the surfers, I just felt I could do better.
Very confident. How easy was it to get started?
Well, it's free to practice once you've got the equipment. I went to the local surfing school for a bit too. But it can cost quite a lot to buy what you need. I was lent some boards before I bought one to see which type I liked best. That was useful.
So do you go surfing all year round now?
Yes, even in winter when it's cold. The sea is actually warmer than the land. I just wear the same wetsuit as I do in the summer, although sometimes I do add gloves. You'd be surprised how many people are out there surfing with me.
And your biggest achievement was surfing an enormous wave.
Oh, yeah. That kind of wave only comes along a couple of times a year. I borrowed a large board, as mine wasn't big enough, and I was nervous. The waves were a lot bigger than they look from the beach. People say it hurts if you fall off in those conditions, but I didn't have time to think about that.
So, any advice for other teenagers taking up surfing?
Well, you're never too young to start. Not on big waves, of course, in case you have to swim back to the beach. But in many places, you need to know how to surf whatever the waves are like, good and bad. And surfing schools are okay, but watching other surfers is just as useful, and practicing yourself, of course.
So, you're still young. What next?
Well, I'm going to miss the next big competition as I've injured my ankle, but my future's definitely in surfing, so I need to investigate what opportunities there are. There's a course in surfing science you can do at the university here, but I'm not sure that's the right path for me at the moment.
Well, thank you, Abby.
Now listen again.
Today, I'm talking to teenage surfer Abby Fielding. Abby, welcome. Tell us about how you started surfing.
Well, my family have always loved going to our local beach, and my dad became keen on surfing. He wasn't very good, but he really wanted to show me how to do it. My mum offered to buy me a board. I still wasn't keen, but then I started watching surfing competitions near home. And when I saw the standard of the surfers, I just felt I could do better.
Very confident. How easy was it to get started?
Well, it's free to practice once you've got the equipment. I went to the local surfing school for a bit too. But it can cost quite a lot to buy what you need. I was lent some boards before I bought one to see which type I liked best. That was useful.
So do you go surfing all year round now?
Yes, even in winter when it's cold. The sea is actually warmer than the land. I just wear the same wetsuit as I do in the summer, although sometimes I do add gloves. You'd be surprised how many people are out there surfing with me.
And your biggest achievement was surfing an enormous wave.
Oh, yeah. That kind of wave only comes along a couple of times a year. I borrowed a large board, as mine wasn't big enough, and I was nervous. The waves were a lot bigger than they look from the beach. People say it hurts if you fall off in those conditions, but I didn't have time to think about that.
So, any advice for other teenagers taking up surfing?
Well, you're never too young to start. Not on big waves, of course, in case you have to swim back to the beach. But in many places, you need to know how to surf whatever the waves are like, good and bad. And surfing schools are okay, but watching other surfers is just as useful, and practicing yourself, of course.
So, you're still young. What next?
Well, I'm going to miss the next big competition, as I've injured my ankle. But my future's definitely in surfing, so I need to investigate what opportunities there are. There's a course in surfing science you can do at the university here, but I'm not sure that's the right path for me at the moment.
Well, thank you, Abby.
That is the end of part 2.